Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. You might not have heard of Internet NZ, but you've certainly seen its work in action. Every internet domain name ending in .nz is officially the responsibility of Internet NZ, which uses its share of domain name fees to run the Domain Name Commission and to lobby for what it describes as an open and uncapturable internet. The organisation is looking to raise the profile of internet issues with a big new conference in Auckland this week. It's called NetHui, and one of the facilitators is self-described law geek Rick Shearer, who's with us now. Welcome, Rick.
Hi, Russell.
Hi, guys.
Now, what's the theme of your session?
Yeah, it's about the global internet and how laws are either providing a roadblock or opening up the internet. So it'll be a very interesting session. It's part of a wider, longer session.
And largely that comes down to copyright, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think in my session in particular, we'll be looking at copyright and some of the other laws around how the internet works and how the law interacts with that sort of area.
Is there a fundamental conflict between the idea of copyright and the great big copying machine that we know as the internet?
I wouldn't say it's a conflict. It's certainly presenting us all with a bit of a struggle as to how we cope with that. The internet was designed as an engine to route around technical problems, and it's being used now to route around legal problems, or what certain people see as legal problems. I think the law, like it always has and always will adapt to meet it. But, you know, it is presenting a number of challenges, and that's what we'll be discussing.
And we've had quite a bit of new law around that in the past couple of years, particularly the file sharing bill, which was the last bit to be done. What do you make of those laws? How do they compare with what's being done elsewhere in the world?
Yeah, in fact, we've been looking at how we cater for the digital environment for about 10 years. And the file sharing bill, which you mentioned, or the File Sharing Act now, since it's been passed, is the latest iteration of that. It's really just a very small piece. It really deals with a much confined area compared to the Section 92A debacle where it comes from, and only deals with file sharing. So it's a reasonably balanced attempt at dealing with it, as some people are already saying, and myself included. It's a bit like shutting the gate after the horse has bolted. File sharing will continue to happen. File sharing itself is a very good protocol, and unfortunately, even myself, I find myself talking about file sharing as though it's illegal. File sharing is not illegal, it's infringement using the file sharing.
And yet
protocol.
There were a few MPs in Parliament who actually said file sharing is illegal, didn't they?
Well, it shows you how easy it is to slip into that, as I've just done. But yeah, I mean, the parliamentary debate around the bill is another issue, of course. It showed how difficult these issues are and how I guess some parliamentarians are really struggling.
One thing that intrigues me is I can go onto YouTube and watch, usually split up into parts, programs that I might be at risk for if I was to download them via a file sharing network under the new law. How does that work? Why is that the case?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was saying in terms of this new law being very strictly confined. It doesn't deal with streaming. So anything that you're getting either via download or via YouTube or streaming or in any of the other ways in which people are getting material these days through file lockers and those sorts of environments won't be covered. So it was a response to a particular issue which blew up with Section 92A. It's by no means the end of the story. It's really just the start of this sort of struggle to work out how do we cater for infringement which is taking place online. And no one denies that there is infringement online. It's just how to deal with it in a balanced proportionate way.
Is anyone getting it right?
Well, we'll be able to tell in 5 years' time, I guess. And that's always the difficulty with the law, of course, is that it is a bit of an ex post facto attempt at dealing with social mores, memes, all sorts of things on the internet that are happening now. We don't know whether the law will effectively deal with the particular issues or whether it will simply drive behaviour in a different direction or whether it will just be a white elephant. I suspect this law will have some effect. I like the idea that education is a part of it. I think the problem with enforcement of copyright online has been that the major rights holders, and that's in particular the film and music industries out of the United States, have struggled and not really understood how to cater for it. And the knee-jerk reaction from them has been to sue people. to sue users and to sue everyone else. Unfortunately, what that meant is that it's alienated a whole generation, or more than one generation of people, into thinking that copyright effectively means a roadblock. And that's what we'll be discussing at NetHui. That's, you know, those sort of concepts need to be fleshed out. Copyright is an important aspect of creativity and the online environment. It's just that its enforcement has given everyone a bad taste about it.
Without asking you to be a spokesman for Internet NZ, what does that phrase open and uncapturable internet really mean?
Well, I think it means that the idea that the internet originally grew up with, which was the end-to-end concept, the idea that the network itself was agnostic as to what happened over it or with it or around it, is important. It's we shouldn't be using the network and protocols and technology to inhibit people's creativity. We shouldn't be using it as an enforcement mechanism. It's not the internet itself which causes these problems, it's people's use, just like it's people's use of a car or people's use of alcohol or whatever the other nasty may be, the nasty du jour may be. It's not the internet which causes it, it's people's use.
Do you foresee like a time in the near future where technology might have worked its way to a point where you get programs that actually search the internet for illegal content?
Oh, you've already got those.
Oh, they're actually still
there. There are techniques and so on that rights holders are using and developing all the time. But it's as the Americans would say, it's a game of whack-a-mole. You know, you punch one and another one pops up over here. So there's always going to be a smarter teenage youth in his garage creating a way in which to thwart the techniques that rights holders are using. So it's a game that will continue.
And some of that snooping doesn't work very well, does it?
No, and I think part of your reference to snooping is a good one, because it is very easy to transition from legitimate enforcement into snooping and privacy and filtering and all of those other sorts of things that, as I said, the internet shouldn't really be suffering. So that's part of what Internet NZ is about, is making sure that whilst we recognise that there are a need for laws on the internet and laws should apply there, it's not the Wild West, as Simon Power would have us think, you need to be balanced. And the balance starts to tip against the benefits of the internet where you're slipping into censorship and filtering and those sorts of things without real care.
Do you buy the idea that if creatives are not protected by copyright or other legal means, and if they don't get paid for their work, they'll just stop creating? Because this was an argument that someone threw up.
No, I don't buy that idea.
It doesn't seem
at
right,
all.
Does it?
I think there is a difference between people creating things, and I'm sure authors and so on will continue to create, musicians will continue to compose songs and sing songs and so on. The where copyright comes in is the commercialisation of those materials, and everyone has a right to be able to commercialise and to get a fair payment for their work. It's not a right to be paid every time you produce something. That's not what copyright is about. It's the right to be able to, if you choose, to be able to monetize it if you want to.
And of course, NetHui is going to be about much more than copyright. What are the hopes for it? What do you want to see come out of it?
I think you know, if you want to hark back to Internet NZ's mission statement of an open and uncatchable internet, it can only be open and uncatchable if people understand it, if they can talk about the issues that they're experiencing in the use of the internet, and also the opportunities that are there. So, you know, New Zealand is spending billions of dollars on creating an ultra-fast internet for ourselves, and hopefully in connection with overseas. We need to know how to use that properly, whether it be good digital citizenship, education techniques and uses, legal issues, privacy, all of those aspects all collide when you're talking about the internet. So it's a great forum in which all those issues can be discussed.
Well, best of luck with it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going, and I'm even on the panel on the Thursday. So
It's going to be fascinating. The good thing about it also is that, you know, sometimes these discussions can be a little insular. There are, you know, there's a group of people in New Zealand who are used to discussing these sorts of things. The good thing about this is, and it's not just the name NetHui, it is a very broad church in terms of the people who are coming along. You know, you've got 400 plus people, including, you know, major international speakers, coming to talk. And so it will be a much more variegated discussion than certainly I've ever been involved in. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Me too. Yeah. Thank you very much, Rick Shearer.
Okay, thank you.
That was internet lawyer Rick Shearer, who will be presenting a panel about the internet and copyright at NetHui. You can follow the sold-out conference at nethui.org.nz. After the break, John Toogood and the adults.